Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England. The high is centered over the Canadian Maritimes, so we have a little bit of an onshore flow influencing our weather with some low cloudiness mixed with sunshine. The humidity level dropped late yesterday and last night, so a little bit more of a comfortable feel this morning. And most everyone is in the 50s and lower 60s to start the day. With sunshine, we'll climb quickly back through the 60s and into the 70s, and afternoon highs will largely be in the lower 80s later on today. Humidity levels will stay low, but as the moisture builds, we do run the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm, primarily over the higher terrain in the Adirondacks, but the chance is pretty low. In fact, skies will be clear to start the night tonight, then clouds will come back in with that onshore influence. Temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 50s. As we see the moisture return, some energy from the Midwest will head in our direction tomorrow. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and we run the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. The breeze will continue out of the south, but temperatures will stay in the mid-70s thanks to the cloud cover. At this point, we'll see the moisture from what's left of Alberto interact with the trough pivoting through the Great Lakes, and on Friday, this will increase the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, temperatures will be in the upper 70s under mostly cloudy skies. It now looks like this system will pivot south and east of the region for the weekend, and I've changed the forecast to include more dry weather for both Saturday and Sunday. Right now, it looks like we'll have a mix of sun and clouds both weekend days with highs in the middle and upper 70s. A little bit of cooler air flowing in for the early part of next week, but still dry with partly sunny skies Monday and Tuesday, highs in the lower 70s both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center continues to monitor Tropical Depression Alberto as it continues to lift northward across the western border of Tennessee and Kentucky. It remains a focus for organized convection near its center as well as in its periphery, as evidenced by the widespread thunderstorms over the deep south. A separate axis of enhanced rainfall also is focused over the interior Carolinas, giving favorable orographics. Substantial tropical moisture accompanying this slowly weakening tropical cyclone, intense rainfall capable of producing flash flooding will remain a possibility, particularly along Alberto's forecast track. Likewise, with a history of such issues already noted in North Carolina, we could expect additional rain to exacerbate the situation. Although the track of Alberto will take it into the upper Great Lakes by later this evening, unsettled conditions will generally be expected across the entire eastern third of the nation heading toward the weekend. Also today, severe thunderstorms are possible over parts of Idaho and Montana, as well as over parts of the southern plains this afternoon and evening. Damaging wind gusts and hail are the primary risks, with the possibility of a few tornadoes as well. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 46 degrees, and a west-southwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 50. 70% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.13 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low, 62. The average temperature, 74, that's 12 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday. For the month, 1.64 inches. That's 1.71 inches below normal. And 14.34 inches of precipitation for the year, which is now 18 hundredths of an inch below normal. There were 9 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 57, and also 57 for the season, which is 33 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees. The average low, 52. The record high, 92, set in 1987. And the record low, 33, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:25 p.m., 15 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, with just an isolated shower or thunderstorm primarily over the higher terrain, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, just an isolated shower or storm primarily over the higher terrain and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the middle and upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, increasing humidity with just an isolated shower or thunderstorm, mid-70s. A better chance at more showers and thunderstorms on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and humid, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, a passing shower possible, upper 70s. Mid-70s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, and partly sunny Monday and Tuesday with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.